This is For Kids by Kids. This is a story podcast made by kids for kids. This story is written by Ava, age 12, from South Australia. It's called The Magic Water Bottle. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Whoosh! A big cloud of blue dust floated in the air as a big, strong, tall man, who by the way was blue, drifted out of the water bottle. He said that I could grant 3 wishes and he would make them all come true. Is this a dream? I began to think to myself. This kind of stuff is just not real, I said to him. It is in my world, he answered back. Okay, grant your wish, the big blue man said. I wish for a pony. Okay, one big pony coming up. He proceeded to do some weird hand actions. And then right in front of my eyes was a... Sorry, I forgot to introduce myself. Hi, my name is Holly, and I need to confess something. I am totally and utterly crazy. What I mean by that is I don't like being sensible or formal. I like being fun, energetic and loud. But yesterday I was not fun, energetic or even loud. I was scared and sensible. It was a cold winter's morning and Mr. Morris, our school teacher, announced that there was a water bottle in the lost and found box that had been there for months. It looked like a pretty usable water bottle, and I didn't have one of my own, so I claimed it as mine. But I was so silly and not sensible because there was something wrong with that water bottle. Everyone could see that it was doing strange and weird things to me, but my insensible self didn't think anything of it. The next morning was terrible. I filled up the water bottle with icy cold water, and then when I went to drink out of it, the water turned into blue slime. And the ice turned into freezing cold dry ice, which made my tongue stick to it. I had only just noticed that there was something terribly wrong with that water bottle, and I had to get to the bottom of it. So the next morning, I got out a big hammer and started smashing and pounding it. But it didn't even make a dent. It was like it was indestructible or something. And then a big blue cloud of smoke appeared out of the bottle. And along with it came a big, tall, muscular man who was singing a song and dancing around the room. Who are you? I said worriedly. Now, I'm not normally concerned or worried about anything, and I normally was just chill about things. But this time, I was not my happy, loud, energetic self. I was for the first time in 11 years scared. Well, I'm a genie, of course, he said in a loud, funky tone. What? I said. How are you a genie? You were coming out of a water bottle. Don't you think that's a bit silly? No, I'm a water bottle genie, the strongest and most powerful genies on the planet. And before you start judging me, young lady, I'm here to help you make all your dreams come true. What? Really? I said. As you can see, I was very confused. I had to think about what had just occurred because I was so shocked I could bet it was a dream. You can make 3 wishes about anything you desire. Okay, I said. I wish for a pony. Okay, 1 pony coming up. The genie proceeded to do some weird hand actions, and then right before my very eyes, zebra? Ah! Oh no, no, no. This never happens. I think I'm running low on magic. Could you help me restore my magic? Okay, I said. We set off with a click of the genie's hands and arrived at a small, dark place. I'm here to restore my magic, the genie said. Ah, I've been waiting for you, A small scary voice came from behind us. You have? The genie said. Yes, we figured you don't need your magic anymore.
What? But I'm a genie, he said.
Not anymore. Your wish has been granted. You can be set free. You can live a normal life now. We figured if we let you go, we can at least make someone happy.
Oh my goodness! Thank you so much, Master.
I won't disappoint you. 1 year later, the genie had a happy family and was living his life. And me, Holly, had gotten rid of that water bottle and never wanted to see a drink bottle again.
If you want to submit a story, head online to 4kidsbykids.com.au. See you next time.
A Podshape production.